Oh my. When I didn't get out, what did I look like?
Looked like a Mennonite, probably. What did you say you had?
Typhoid fever.
Typhoid. Uh-huh.
85 days, I was flat on my back.
How old were you then?
About 39.
Were there other diseases around here that were common?
Oh, in childhood days, there was every child disease that you can think around here. Roseola and chicken pox and I can't think of the name of it now, maybe I'm whooping cough. Well, people still have hives. Some people can't eat strawberries because they break them out in hives.
Uh-huh. Did you have...
stop me from eating. I can eat tomatoes. They give me that metal rag.
Huh.
I guess I'm just scratch all over.
My goodness.
And gingerbread, sorghum last year, too.
Huh. How about that disease where the membrane forms in the throat?
Uh-huh. There are two little girls down in the chair. Just cross your hair and stick there way back. Over the day you can.
Huh.
One down one day and then they just a she died.
Did they have a doctor or anything?
Oh yes, they had this sports doctor.
Uh-huh.
That was about 1903. One died in 19 December 1903 and the other in January 19. Yes, a week before.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Did kids around here have that disease that turns them yellow?
Called what?
The disease that turns them yellow?
That's the early jaundice, ain't it?
Uh-huh.
Call it. No, I never did say no. Well, there's one man that's had it. He was a grown man, though, and I never saw him, I just heard about him.
Mm-hmm. How about that one that gives you a sharp pain right down here in the right side?
Appendicitis. There have been several operated on around here with appendicitis.
What was that called when you were a boy? Maybe.
Never heard of it till after I got up and going.
Uh-huh. How about that one where the joints get stiff on the fingers?
Arthritis.
Uh-huh.
My sister had that for a year. I guess she's going to turn over in the bed.
Huh. Is this the one who was in New Mexico?
No, it's the one down in Texas. Yeah, in Texas.
Uh-huh. How about the one where your back gets stiff and aches?
Backache? I don't know what it's called, and that's rheumatism.
Uh-huh. Oh, let's see. Oh, I was going to ask you, did men wear their whiskers long when you were a boy?
Oh yes, my father was out up growing them, I say, the first time he ever shaved. His brothers always came down here. They were from Harrisonville, Missouri and Coffeyville, Kansas. And Nowhere.